Tell me about my grandfather. What was he like?
Your grandfather was a very good person, known by everybody in the small city from where we are, and he was known by everybody.
What made him such a good person? What is a characteristic of his making him a good person?
Well, he used to make people laugh, joke around, make people smile. In the morning, he say good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Everybody liked him. He was known by everybody.
So he was known in the neighborhood?
He was known by the neighborhood and most of the city, small city.
So you lived in a small city and almost everybody knew my grandfather?
Yes.
Okay. What is your most vivid memory? A memory you have with him that has become a permanent part of your memory?
I guess when I was little, when I was the age of, I believe it was 10, 11 years old, he used to take me to the big city. It's 30 miles away from the small city where we come from. And he, because he had a store, and he take me to the big city to show me how to buy things to sell in this small store.
So he taught you how to manage the store?
Exactly, that's what he did. He showed me everything, how to charge everything, how to sell it, how to organize, how to make the store nice and clean. Yes.
Where were you when you found out that my grandfather was dying?
I was here in Los Angeles, and they called me that my father was dead already, but I saw him 2 months before that happened, and that was one of the saddest day of my life, I guess, when they called me. And I have to go back to see him.
Who called you?
My brother, one of my older brothers, Jose Luis. He called me that my father passed away. And I went back to the funeral, and that was, like I said before, one of my saddest day of my life, I guess.
So, he passed away before you had a chance to see him? He passed away while you were here?
Yeah, he passed away when I was here. But like I said before, I saw him 2 months before he passed away.
Obviously, you mourned for my grandfather, naturally, because you're his son. Is there anything you wish you would have told him before his death?
I wish a lot of things to tell him, but to be honest, before I go to bed and when I wake up, I always pray for him, and I told him that every day I love him so much, that I miss him, and I wish he could be here with us. But anyways, physically he's not with us, but I feel like he's next to me all the time.
I see. And what is the most important thing or lesson or anything like that you have obtained from him?
I think it's the lessons in life. I copy him as a hard worker man. I follow what he showed me when he was when I was little, and I remember him as a hard worker man, and I guess I'm the same way, because I think I have a very good job, and thanks to him and thanks to God, and that's what it is.
So, the most important thing you have learned from him is to be a hard worker?
and also a good person. That's the most important thing. To be successful in life, you have to be a good person, and then everything comes by itself.
I see. If my grandfather, if he was here right now, what would you tell him?
I will tell him that I love him with all my heart, that I always think about him when he's not with me, but physically he's not with me, like I said before, but I feel like he is here all the time, and I love him so much. That's what I tell him every day. I love him with all my heart. Your son was born to me. Mama held his hand, playing songs.